It's the new year, 2022 has arrived, and it's time to hit the roads with David Brown to talk about one of my all-time favourite brands. David, how are you, mate?
I'm very well. You're a bit of a Jaguar file.
I love the Jags. I've loved them since Tom Walkinshaw had his three racing around Bathurst back in, was it, 85, 86, and it's a love that's never gone away from me.
It's interesting to think that, you know, we talk about race on Sunday, sell on Monday, yet I think there's a much longer-term issue of when a car wins a race, particularly when you're young, and particularly, you know, my theory, that it's a lot to do when you're going through puberty and that it really captures your attention and that you love them, you know, forever more. I don't know that it always translates into sales, but yes, that XJS, which I think from the front looks stunning, from the back looked a bit weird, but you know, it was a V12, lovely, lovely vehicle.
Today we're having a chat about the Jaguar XF. You've described it as a car of distinction. I wouldn't say the same of myself, but I would if I owned that car.
Well, it might give you that image. It's a large passenger car. It's one size smaller than their extra large XJ, but they're not going to sell the XJ anymore. They've decided not to build it. It may come back later as an electric vehicle. We'll have to see. But, you know, the XJ was, and we drove one to Canberra about 4 years ago, lovely sort of car, very, very elegant. In fact, when we returned it to Jaguar, they then passed it on to Prince Harry for his trip in Australia.
And he was telling people, I'm driving the car that David Brown got around in for sure.
Yeah, when they got it back from us, they pulled it apart to make sure there's no bombs in it. I don't know if that was a reflection on me. I might be a Republican, but who knows? So now we're down to a large passenger car, an XF Jaguar. It's just, you know, it's a different style to a degree, yet it's got enough to look elegant without looking over the top or overdone, and certainly enough to look Jaguar. Just the grill and the badges and little subtle things like the shark gills down the side aren't overdone. It's a wonderful sort of a car to my mind. It looks Jaguar without looking over pretentious. It looks like it's got a car of distinction.
There are two things when it comes to Jaguar. One is that distinctive look, and second of all is what's under the bonnet.
Older Jaguar enthusiasts are going to struggle here. Ooh. It has a 2-litre four-cylinder turbo engine. Now, it's got 221 kilowatts. That's, you know, go back, it's like a WRX STI and about 400 newton metres. That's not insignificant. So it's more than adequate in many ways. It's not the absolute modern, you know, thump in the back of the head as you accelerate, but it represents technology. We sort of miss a straight six, I think, if you are that enthusiast. You remember the old E-types and that really made their name with a straight six, and that would boost it up. We're in a world where a huge amount of horsepower is starting to happen. We'll talk about that, I think, next week with the Alpha. But the point about it is that it's clever technology. It's enough to make you to enjoy the vehicle, but perhaps not quite what you remember in your youth.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have thought you would have got thrown out of the Jaguar Club if you turned up with a four-cylinder, but if that's the modern version, what's the price going for the Jaguar XF?
It's nearly $103,000. And noting, in Australia, there's only one model with it. That's the HSE P300. We talked the other day about how long names are becoming. But the nice thing about this is that that power is pretty good, and it's got all-wheel drive. I think that's as good as anything in terms of performance of having an all-wheel drive system, particularly in the wet. I think that's really part of it.
Well, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question because each week I like to find out if this car would suit the Upper Hunter, but I know for a certainty that any Jaguar would suit my driveway, and I'm in the Upper Hunter, so that'll do us for this week, David.
I once went on a road test of a Jaguar. We walked down a pebble driveway in a big resort area where there was a game of polo going on in the background. I thought I was at home.
I think you were in a Jaguar advertisement. That's where you were. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk motoring. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, mate.